going around in circles here in relation to modular homes. We've been talking about modular homes for the last 5 or 6 years, and we're no further on. The council is very clear on its role in relation to modular homes. The role of the council is not to be a landlord for the defective concrete block private scheme, and I think they're clear on that. I think the role of that has to be taken on by a contractor or builders or somebody that wants to put modular homes in place and then rent them out. The problem with that is that sometimes can not be economical for contractors or builders to do that. So, you know, that conversation has to be had with the department in relation to the private council old houses scheme. That's a completely different situation where the council are in a position maybe to look at modular homes for decanting people out of those houses. But again, each area would have to be looked at individually. And I think that's the point that we're making today. We need to get a clear indication going forward as to what we're going to do with that, because it's very muddy water stuff. And I think, you know, we've been talking about it that long now. We go through the same thing over and over again. It's very clear that the council is not going to put themselves to be a landlord and to be in a position that they're going to have modular homes and rent them out to people that are decanted from private houses. So that's something that we have to discuss with the department next week again when we meet them.
But from people who voted the council in, from their perspective, will they accept that, you know, yes, they're in a private home, but they're, you know, are through no fault of their own, that they're in the position that they're in now?
Yeah, I think that has to be something that the department has to do. I think as a local authority, remit is to house people that are on a housing list. And to be on a housing list, you have to not own a home. You have to meet a certain criteria. You have to meet a certain threshold of income. So, you know, it's a completely different thing for the local authority to get into bringing in homes and putting people into them that don't meet that criteria. That is something that would have to be done by the department. And that's why we have to have the conversation with the department next week in relation to that, because they have done that in circumstances for immigrants coming up to the country, down in other parts of the country where they have brought modular homes on through the OPW. So that's, for instance, the Ukrainians and that whole process that has been ran through the Department of Integration and Children. So, look, that's a conversation we have to have with the department next week, but I think we can't keep talking and going around in circles in the council about something that is not going to be actually done by the local authority. And I think we'll have to be clear on that, and we have to move forward and try and see how we can get it done, either through the builders doing that as a commercial identity, or the department coming in and funding that as a separate issue as part of the defective concrete block scheme.